Welcome to the Adult Puberty Podcast. I don't know about you, but navigating life as an adult can be just as uncertain, exciting, and full of growing pains as adolescence was. This podcast is all about self-development and growth in the areas of physical health, emotional stability, and spiritual maturity. We've got a lot to talk about. Let's do it. All right, y'all. So, I like to watch true crime documentaries about killers and psychopaths because I have always been interested in like their thoughts, how they grew up, like, and the events that led up to whatever horrible thing they did to end up being a documentary, right? And I realized that at the core of a lot of them is like uncontrolled emotions, right? Now, granted, there are a lot of things that go into who we are as individuals and why we do the things that we do, right? However, I realized and accepted, I'm not going to even say, I accepted the fact that any one of us on an unbalanced day in the wrong situation, you know, could do something unexpected, right? Because of uncontrolled emotions. Now, that doesn't mean that we're going to, you know, do some like heinous crime or, you know, kill somebody or something like that. But this is the thing though, right? I feel like as friends, I'm a part of this group, as friends and family and significant others and children, right? A lot of times we minimize unchecked, uncontrolled emotions, right? Because they don't like result in some like horrible crime, right? So I had to learn how to control my emotions, right? It is still something that I'm practicing. It is like, it's a practice, right? And I know what it's like to be a prisoner of your own emotions, right? I know what it's like to be given the silent treatment to, you know, your significant other for the 15th time and you still feeling stupid while you're doing it. Like, right? So, and also, you know, I want to talk about this because I've been affected by people who either don't know how or choose not to control their emotions, right? Like there are three people that I love that don't know how to control their emotions. Two of the three people I don't even talk to no more. So here's my theory. We come here as babies, right? Babies come out crying, right? Because they are pissed off. They cold, they wet, and they breathe in air for the first time. Like birth, I don't think anybody ever talks about how traumatic birth is for the baby. Like, I get it for the moms. Like, I'm not minimizing that, right? But, like, did anybody ever ask a baby, like, what his experience was through that whole being in the womb and then coming out and all the stuff that happens? Like, you were pissed off. And all he knows how to do is cry, right? Nobody teaches a baby to cry. We all came here knowing to cry when we are pissed off, right? Or we are hungry, or we're wet, or we need love, whatever. We came here knowing to cry to get our needs met, right? So, all right, cool. We crying. Wee, wee, wee. Mama bear come in, put a boob in your mouth. Shut up. Now we cool because we got our needs met. We got what we wanted, right? If you were never taught or learned on your own that the world does not owe you anything and you might not get your way a lot, then you probably have grown into what I call an adult baby. And adult babies just be out in these streets just bugging somebody looking for their mama to put a boob in their mouth. I'm gonna give you some examples of like some common adult baby behavior or traits, So, number one, adult babies feel justified in whatever they do in their bad behavior or their bad attitude or their emotional breakdowns because of all that has happened to them, right? And I am not heartless, right? I sympathize and empathize with people, right? We all go through some stuff, right? And some people have gone through like heavy, heavy stuff, right? But that doesn't give you the right to like take it out on the rest of the world, right? And at some point you kind of have to like buck up and like choose to grow, right? My opinion. Another trait is the silent treatment. Now, this used to be my go-to. I cannot talk to somebody. We will be in the same house and I don't even know you exist. Like, and secretly I used to hate that. I was feeling so many things that I just shut down and shut people out. Another one is you are quick-tempered or easily agitated, right? Like people typically have to walk on eggshells around you to deal with you. And then the last one is adult babies are usually self-absorbed and or lack self-awareness. So what does it mean to control your emotions? So let me start by saying what it is not. So controlling your emotions doesn't mean that you are really like fuming inside and you're just like, nope, I'm fine. It's not, you know, pretending that you aren't feeling anything, or it's not, you know, stuffing it down, right? I always like to remind people, like, your feelings are not a crime. I encourage people to feel their feelings, right? Let me get on to what my definition is. Now, it's also called emotional regulation. So you can go on Google and look up, you know, what that is. But for me, in regular people terms, controlling your emotions means, again, this is my opinion. Controlling your emotions means being able to check in with your feelings while you're feeling them and be able to get to the root cause of why you are actually feeling what you're feeling, right? So for me, it's kind of a two-step process, right? So a lot of times people react. Like I think that people often react to their feelings more than they do feel their feelings. Sometimes, you know, with certain people, like once they going, it's a wrap. You can't say nothing. It's no rationale. There's no logic. Like you can't talk to them, right? And again, from somebody who, you know, love people like that, eventually that starts like weighing on you, where it's like it's now affecting the relationship. So, you know, the two people that I don't talk to anymore, I love them, but I'm not really like mad because of their like uncontrolled emotions and just what my experience was in dealing with them and loving them. You know what I mean? Like I've tried to have this conversation with at least with two out of three, right? But to no avail, right? So anyway, so here are a few tips that, practical tips that, you know, I've used. And if you're somebody who feels like, you know, you could learn to control your emotions a bit better, this may just give you a starting point. So number one, think about the last three times you were like mad or annoyed or irritated. And ask yourself, was it because of an injustice or wrong that was done to you or even somebody else you love? Right. That's the question. Was an injustice or a wrong done to you or somebody that you love? If no, then ask yourself, did you get irritated or annoyed because you didn't get your way, because something didn't happen or something wasn't said or something you expected didn't happen, like something didn't go your way, basically. Just stop and ask yourself, like, is a wrong or an injustice being done to me or somebody that I love? Or am I just upset because things aren't going the way that I want to? The reason for this is to help you to begin to think rationally and to see how much you really are responsible for your feelings and not the other person or the situation or whatever else in the universe, right? Number two, listen to a song or watch a movie or something that you've been avoiding because you don't want to feel the feelings that come up. Don't push the feelings away. Just feel them, because we can't control what we won't even face, right? And, you know, unpleasant feelings or things that we're avoiding, they don't feel good. Like, they don't. And I don't know. Like, for me, that was a big thing to accept, that the sadness is just the sadness. And you know what I mean? Like, you can only talk about it so much. You know what I mean? You can only, you know, distract yourself for so long, because it was just always what it was. So I just started just to let myself feel it. And it felt better than avoiding it. Now, that we can't deal with everything every day, right? And like, I always talk about my basement where some emotional stuff that's been down there for years and it's dusty. Like, we have to put things and organize them someplace in our, you know, compartments, right? Because we cannot deal with everything every day. However, I don't believe that that should be a long-term solution, right? Because we can't deal with what we won't face, right? So number three, apologize when your emotions, your uncontrolled emotions, negatively impacts someone else. And I do this with my dog, even like now, right? Because the purpose is so that I can take ownership of my emotions, right? And how they affected somebody else. And the last one is a bonus. So y'all know I'm all about that CBT, that cognitive behavioral therapy. If you're not into therapy, don't have a therapist, I use this workbook. And I also have like these flashcards, so that I just ordered off of Amazon. And granted, this is, you know, CBT, it goes deeper than just controlling your emotions. I mean, it's really a powerful tool, but the reason that I like it is because it's still this premise of like, an event triggers a thought triggers an emotion triggers an action triggers results, right? And so I like it because it helps you to get into that rational thinking and try and put your feelings in their proper place and in the proper perspective, right? Not denying them, just, you know, I think a lot of times we think that we are more emotionally healthy than we are. And, you know, what I've learned is that emotional health is just like everything else, is a continual, intentional thing. So, all right, let's close with a quote from Mark Brackett. If we can learn to identify, express, and harness our feelings, even the most challenging ones, we can use those emotions to help us create positive, satisfying lives.
Thanks for sharing your time and the space with me today. I hope you heard something in today's episode that made a difference in some way to your own personal journey through adult puberty. Until next time.